Join the conversation with Dominic George on 0800 844 747 or text 3920. This is Rural Today on Magic Talk.
Well, the New Zealand Association of Ruminant Nutritionists, yes, there is such a thing. Andrea Murphy, in fact, has a lot to do with them, and she joins us now following the latest conference which they held down in Gore. Andrea, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So
it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good stuff. Now, tell me, Andrea, about the latest conference that you had in Gore. I'm reading somewhere that it was the first such conference. Tell me why that might be the case.
Yeah, it wasn't our first conference per se, but it was our first rural professionals conference. I'm pleased to say that over the past few years, we have successfully run farmer conferences, one on the North Island and one on the South Island. Both of those were we had suppliers providing funding for that. And as a result of that, we felt that it was important that only farmers attend. But what we learned through that process is there's a tremendous demand for information in the nutrition space amongst rural professionals. So out of that came the idea to run a rural professionals conference, which we did a couple of weeks ago in Gore.
Now, what were some of the key messages that were relayed or spoken of during this particular conference?
We had a wide range of speakers, all people who've got a tremendous amount of experience and expertise in the nutrition space. We had everything from looking at the economics of good nutrition, making sure, some of the fundamentals, making sure that we provide the adequate amount of dry matter intake, very simple, but not always easily achieved. We had presentations on rearing young stock. I did a presentation on the basics of the first limiting nutrient. We looked at transition, a transition feeding, the pre-calving or pre-lambing. And there was also another excellent presentation in the silage space.
So one of the things that I'm reading about, what you were talking about, was that you got the analogy there of a productive cow as sort of the dairy world's equivalent of a triathlete.
Correct, yes. A dairy cow, particularly in the days post-calving, energetically, she's spending the same amount of energy as a triathlete is. But the difference between our dairy cows and a triathlete is usually they get a break between events, whereas our dairy cows keep going and going. They're magnificent creatures.
So therefore, those nutritional requirements in order to get that that energy level up there, that's very specific stuff, isn't it?
It is, and I really like using the analogy of an athlete, because I think that what we do as nutritionists is very, people understand, there's a lot of nutrition that fuels the All Blacks. For example, people are becoming more and more aware of that, or anyone in the audience who's an athlete themselves, they know that if they've got good sleep, a good health, and a good balanced diet, their performance will be better. The same thing goes for animals, and we want to look at, when we talk about the energy expenditure being like a triathlete, but also remember we need to find a balance of protein and minerals and vitamins. And something that's a little special for a ruminant, we need to make sure that they have sufficient fiber so that they can be ruminating and doing what they've been designed to do, which is digest feeds that we humans can't eat.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So do people get a bit out of this, do you think, over the conference?
Well, we've certainly had some really fantastic feedback from the participants. I'm really pleased to say we've done a bit of a survey, and 100% of the respondents said when asked that they felt that the NZARN is a trusted source of information about animal nutrition. So we're really thrilled to be, and that's what we set out to be, a trusted source of information on animal nutrition.
Heck, there's not too many people that can claim in any shape or form or walk of life or anything 100%, so well done on that. What's up your sleeve next? What's next for the group?
Well, we just had our members meeting last week in Ashburton, so that was a two-day meeting. So what's next for the group? I personally am very busily creating posts to add to our website. nzarn.org.nz. And so we've got lots of information about all aspects of nutrition on there. And then the next piece, we'll be having our AGM come April.
Very good indeed. Well, listen, it's been lovely to speak with you, Andrea Murphy, from the New Zealand Association of Ruminant Nutritionists. And as you said, nzarn.org.nz. Good to talk, Andrea. Enjoy your Christmas break.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to have a chat with you today.